for Holacha Makoloi. He was walking through, he wanted to go to Shevet Shimon. He wanted to go now to see Zimri, to kill Zimri. So he was walking Al Makoloi. He was like using his spear for a cane to walk on. Now the Chivon Shigi Eitzel Shifta Shashimin, like he had to walk, but this might happened one time, that Zimri came to Moshe. Then of course Zimri went back home to his Shevet. Now Pinchas was going to Shifte Shimon, to the Shevet of Shimon, to try and find Zimri to kill out Zimri. So all this was tremendous nisim, we'll soon see, that Zimri, that Pinchas is able to come to Zimri. So when he went to the Shevet, Omar, so he played a joke, Pinchas, and Pinchas said, Heichin Matsinu Sheshifto Shalevi Godel Mishal Shimon. He like played a joke on them as if to say, I'm part of you now, and I also want to have Znus now. Like he said to the Shifta Shal Shimon, like, it's true what you're saying. Who said that Shevet Levi is greater than you? In other words, who said Moshe Rabbeinu is right? I want to be like you. Is Omru, so the Shevet Shimon said, Hanichalai, let Pinchas come in, let him join us. Afu Lasleis Tzruach of Nichnas. He also wants to have Znus. He also wants to come in to have Znus to live with the Zionists here. So Hitiru Prushim as a Dover. The people that were standing around them, they all started to say, it's mutter to live with the Bas Kusas. You're allowed to have Znus with them. Like if even Pinchas now is coming in, that proves the point that it's mutter. So kids, so this is the way Pinchas was able to come into Shiftai Shimon and to see Zimri. Omer Rabbi Yechon says, Shisha Nisim Nasaloi Lepinchas. Six Nisim happened to Pinchas now when Pinchas went to actually kill Zimri and Kosvi. Echod one Nis was Shehoyle LeZimri Lifrash VeLePirish. That the heter of Kanoyim Paikim by Yizoni Vishasti Avera. So Zimri really should have left Kosvi, stopped his nus, and then Pinchas couldn't have killed him. So Nes was known that even though Pinchas was there, still Zimri continued having Znus with Kosvi. The Yechor, a second Nes was Shehoyle LeDabev LeDiber. He should have asked for help. Like when Zimri saw that Pinchas was coming about to attack him, he should have yelled, help, help. It was a Nes that Zimri did not ask for help. The Yechor, a third Nes was Shekiven Bizachrusoi Shalish Uvnevekvusoi Shalisha. When he put his spear through them, he went exactly through the Zachrus, through the organs of the man, and through the organs of Kosvi, exactly where the Znus was taking place. It's interesting, how does that kill a person? I'm not sure. Mashmi took the spear then and stuck it through there. But Lechura, that doesn't kill a person. Mashmi killed him this way, alright? But it was a nest, he was able to, we'll soon see why he did this. But he was able to get the spear straight through both organs of the men of Zimri and Kosvi. The Echot Shle Nishmetu Min HaRoimach. So what did Pinchas do? He now picked them both up on the spear and took them out as if to show everybody, why did I kill them? Because they were having Znus, because of the Klal Kanoyim Poikim Boy. So he wanted everybody to see exactly what he did. So he picked them up on the spear and there was a nest that they did not fall off the spear. Havipashta says, how could you hold up two people with a simple spear? They shouldn't fall off. That was an S. They both stayed attached on the spear. When he had to walk out of the tent, the lentil like would have blocked the remach. He was walking out holding Kosvi and Zimri together stuck on the remach. So the lentil had to pick itself up in order he should be able to go through the doorposts. That was another nest. The sixth one was Shabo Malach Vishkus Bom, that the Malach right away came and started to make a magay from the people, so they were struck by themselves, they could not go to kill Pinchas. Otherwise, those Shevet should have ganged up on Pinchas and killed him right there. So that was a nest the Malach did. He made a tumult in the Now, what did Pinchas do? Bo Vechoston Lefnei Hamokim. Pinchas took Zimri and Kosvi and threw him down like in front of Hashem. Omri said, Lefon Ribbono Shel Olam. Aleilu Yiflu Chav Dalanova from Yisrael. Just because of these two people, they're the ones that are causing everybody to go after the Znus. Because of them, like what happened, 24,000 Jews should die. Like Pinchas had tainis against Hashem, he was arguing with Hashem. Because that's what happened, 24 died. Shenema, the pasuk says, Vayihi Hamesim B'Mageifa Boyim V'Yesem Elef. 24,000 Jews died at that plague. Finally, that's what the pasuk says, that Vayamoid Pinchas Vayiflal. Pinchas got up and Vayiflal. Now, what does Vayiflal mean? Omer Rebbe Loza, Vayispalel loy nemer does not say that he davened, he prayed to Hashem. Ela vayiflal means he argued with Hashem. Melamed comes to teach us kevayochol she'osa plilus im koinoi. He was like arguing with Hashem that like, why are you killing out so many Jews? It's not fair. Like, I have to say, now that I killed Zimri, you do not have to kill anymore. So he was arguing with Hashem. Is bikshu malchi hashoros ledovchoi? So Malachim wanted to come and throw him away from Hashem. Like, it's not nice to argue with Hashem. Omalehem Hashem said to the Malachim, no, hinichal elivim. Because kanoi ben kanoihu. He's a kanoi, like he has real revenge for Hashem's sake. And he's the son of a kanoi. He's the son of Aaron. Aaron also had the same thing, the mid of kanois.
As Rashi say,
Yemishavet Levi Rashi Shekina b'maisa dina. That Shevet Levi had the kanois against Medina with Shechem.
Yeah.
So that's called, he's a kanoi ben kanoi, and also who meishiv chema ben meishiv chema. He himself has taken away my anger that he stopped this znus, and is also the son of someone that takes away my anger. Rashi says Aaron b'maisa de kerech. Tzev ki yitzeh kiyotza aktzav. That Aaron went to stop the anger of Hashem by the Maisa of Korach, so Pinchas is also the grandson of Aaron. So leave Pinchas alone. Who is Chilu? The Mor says no. Has Chilu Shvotim Vazen Oisoi? The Shvotim still came to make fun of Pinchas. They have to say Reisim Ben Puti Zeh. Do you see this son Ben Puti? Zeh Shepitim Avi Imoi Agolim Leavodes Kechavim. Like his father-in-law was Yisroi. And his grandfather worshipped Avodah Zarah, fed the Agolim to Avodah Zarah. So what's his big Yichus? And now Vahorig Nasi Shevet Mi'Israel. And now he's coming to kill a Shevet. He killed Zimri, a Shevet Mi'Israel. In other words, the Shvatim thought, the other people thought, he wasn't the real Kanei Hashem. Like they knew the Allah Kanoim Poikimbo, but they thought Pinchas had his own motives why he did it. Not that he really did it l'shmo. So therefore they thought he has no right to kill Zimri. But Bo'akos, the Pasuk says, no, you should know what Pinchas did, he did l'shem Shemayim. He had a right to do it. And by Yichsu Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, they give him his Yichus, goes back to Aaron HaKoyin. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Hiktim l'shalom, I want you now to go give Shalom Aleichem, like give Shalom, go give a brach of Shalom to Pinchas. Like everybody should realize, Pinchas did something good. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Lachein emor hineni noisin lo yes brisi shalom." Go give him a bris of shalom. Veruya kaparizu shetay mechaperes ve'leches derlam. This maisa toiv that Pinchas did, that he stopped the chil Hashem, he's roy that should be a kapara forgiveness for us forever. This they always speak out. Even though the maisa today we see kanoim only make machlokes and only make arguments. That's because maybe they're not doing it really l'shem Shemayim. But a real kanoi l'shem Shemayim, what does he end up with? Hinin noisin lo brisi shalom. He'll only create shalom. Here Pinchas, he was zeicher for the bris of shalom. Since he did a kamaisa kanois, really l'shem Shemayim, for that he was zeicher for the brisi shalom. Right? Omarav Nachman, Omarav. My decision, what the Pasuk say? Pasuk Mishlei, zarzim mosnayim, like fast, strong thighs. Oy soye should become weak, or melech al koyim imoy, like the melech is with him. What does this mean? This goes on Zimri, that the dalid meyois vi eskrim vi arba bilois boal oisa rosha oisi hayoim. That day that Pinchas came to Zimri, Zimri had 424 bilis with a kozli. That's how many times he lived with her. And he left out, the vice is left out there every time also. For him to like Pinchas waited, like Pinchas was afraid maybe he'll fight back and kill him, so he waited mashma till the end. He waited till after 400 times, so he figured by then Zimri must be very weak, and then he went to kill him. But the Gemara says he didn't have to do that. But Pinchas did not know shemelech el koyim imoy, like the melech HaKadosh Baruch was fighting with him. In other words, that Zimri deserves it, and Zimri would have been killed anyway, even if he would have done that after the first via. The Masnisa Tana and the Braisi, we learned Shishim. No, Zimri only lived 60 times with her that day. It was also part of the Nisim. That Punk that day was doing so much, and when Pinchas came to him, Pinchas was able to find him still mamish attached to her. He didn't stop having znus with her that day. At Shinasis Kibetza Muzaras. His own Beitzim, Zimri's Beitzim, was like a Muzaras, like a whipped up. From so much time, letting out so much zera. And she, Kosvi, was like a row on ground full of water. That's so much like zera she had coming flowing in her. Omer Rav Kana, Omoshova Beisa, she was very wide at the bottom where she used to sit, her sitting place, her thighs there, was wide as the Beisa, very wide. Tani Rav Yosef Kevishalo, her womb, the opening of Mokam, her womb, was Amma, was an Amma wide, like 2 feet wide. Right. Omer Rav Sheshis, Loi Kosvi Shmo, his name was really, her name was not Kosvi, Ela Shvilnoi, that was the name, Shvilnoi. Bas Tzur Shema, that was a real name. For Lama Nikra Shema Kozvi, what did the apostle call it? Kozvi Shema Chazva Biavia. She lied to her father. In other words, her father said only to have znus with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the best one. And she didn't listen, she went to have znus with Zimri. So she lied to her father. So, like we had before. Tavrach, another pshat is Kozvi Shomro Levia Kosbi Amzer. Like her father told her, like, chop up this nation. Like try and make her have a znus with this nation with Klal Yisrael. Final Diyamrish, that's what people say. Ben Koni Liurvni, Shivilna Maboi. Like, Shivilna, you Zaino, what are you doing between the Urvni, between the reeds? Like, that's a Mokam Yichra to have znus there. Ta'adi Kalfi Dikani, where the Kani, where the Kanim also reeds grow up. Shivilna Maboi, what are you doing there? Gaftoli Omer, like you'll be called the Zayin, and you're going to give over your name to your mother also. People even call your mother; she's the mother of a daughter of a Zayin. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Chamisha Shemois Yeshloi. Zimri ben Salua. Zimri had five names. One name was Zimri ben Salua. V'Shol, another name was Shol. Ubein Akananis, a third name. Ushlumiel ben Suri Shakai. That was his fifth name. Now Zimri, why is it called Zimri? Al Shenase Kibetza Muzaras. That his own Beitzim became like whipped up from having so much Tashmish. Ben Salua, Al Shesliyu Avoinois Shel Mishpachtoi. He brought out all the Averis of his own Mishpacha. So this Lashon of Saliyah, Rashi says, a few Pshat, the Mom Pshat, Rashi says, Yegorim sheyiskeru v'yisapru, that people should talk about the averus of Yom Mishpacha. Shol al shehishal atzma ledvar avera, he lent himself to do this nus with Kozvi that caused such a big chil Hashem. Ben haknanis al sheoso maisa kanan, he did maisa kanan, the kanan went after zima, after znus, and he also went after znus. Omash Shemai, what was his real name? Shlomiyah ben Suri Shakai was his real name. Shemai Shaddai. Now the Mishnah says, another case was, so this is the famous Maaseh with Zimri, it's brought down here, because that's our Mishnah of Kanoyim Poikimbo. Now the Mishnah says, Koyin Sheshimish Betuma. If a Koyin does the Avoida, Betum in the Beis HaMikdash, so he's only Chayiv, yeah, so the Mishnah says, the Kahanim there cannot do anything to him, because he's not even Chayiv Malkus, because it's a lav. So therefore, what could the Kohanim do if they see a Kohen coming in there? Betumah, they have to like stop him out Kanoim Poikimboy. They could drag him outside and break open his head. That's what the Mishnah said. So Kohen now, Shemish Betumah, Boy Minei Rav Acho Barhunim Roshesis. Kohen Shemish Betumah, Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, or Yain Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. What's the halacha? If a Kohen does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash when he's tamei, is he chayiv misa b'dei shemayim or not? Omalei, he said, listen, to Nisu, we learned in our Mishnah, Kohen sheshimish betumah, ein ocha v'kan mevi nois lebezdin. Ela pirchei kunu metzi nois lechutz di azor, o poitzen esmoicha begizrin. That the Kohanim have no right to bring him to Bezdin, because he's not chayiv misa b'dei yodim, but rather they could take the law in their own hand, and drag, if he doesn't want to stop, they could drag him outside and break open his head. And then kill him. Now we sakudat mechayim misa b'dei shemayim l'shavke delitku b'dei shemayim. if really he has a chiv upon him, b'dei shemayim, so why do we have to do it? Why do we allow the pircha kuna, the young hap kahanim, to go and kill him? Let's wait until HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone kills him. So Mora says, that's not a svara. El amai, what do you want to tell me? Eina chayiv, that b'dei shemayim even is not chayiv misa, if a kohen does the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash b'tumah, he's not chayiv misa at all. If so, what kind of svara is it that we should kill him then? Miyika midi, is there anything? The rachmana patrei. Min ha-shamayim means that the Torah is that he's potter from misa. V'yana nekim v'nikta lelei. And we should have a right to go and kill him. What kind of svara is that? So the verse says, why not? V'loi v'yotanan, we learned. The Mishnah before, mishaloka v'shona b'ezda machnis les l'kippah. You see, there are times that we have a right to have a person killed. That Rachmona patra, the Torah patted him from Misa over there, he only did a lav. We go and kill him. So you see a proof that certain times Bezdin has the right to have a person killed, even though B'dei Shemayim is not Chayiv Misa. So Mar says, no, that's not a proof. We have before Omer Shlokish, V'malkish Shokrisis Askinun, T'gavra Ba'kotlhu. We said before, we're talking about that the person did not stam a lav that is Chayiv Malkus, but he did a lav of Chayiv Krisis. So the person is really Chayiv Misa. Just that Hashem is waiting so we can be Mekar of the Misa. But again, maybe it's only a such a chet that there is at least a Chi of Khorasan. So I'll bring another proof. For a Goyne of HaKasvo, the Mishnah said, there's also a Klal Kanoyim Poikimbo, if somebody steals the Kli Shoros, so the Havamina is, there's no Chi of Alav, there's no Misa for that. And still we have a right to have him killed. Samar says, no, there's no proof from here, because Omar Rabbi Yehuda, the Kli Shoros Askinon, that we're talking about if you steal a Kli Shoros, or a Mizah, we had a remez from the Pasuk that says, Lo Yavoyu Liros Kebel Es HaKadosh, Kebel Es HaKadosh from Esu. That Mashma Esmachtia, that if you see somebody stealing a Kli Shoros, from Esu is supposed to be killed. So again, here there's no real proof, could be also their Shaykhis Tanis over here. That's why you can kill him. For the Moraibo Makal Es HaKaisim, that the Avamina was, if you curse Kaisim, stand with your Kishuf. That's the Avamina. It says a person curses somebody with his kishuf, hakoisim, he is kanoim poikimbo. So Avamina is just to curse somebody with kishuf, there's no chi of misa on that. How come we could have him killed? Avamina was, Mikalas hakoisim is like not a big love. So Moritz says, no. Hotoni Rabbi Yosef Yosef taught us before, yake koisim es koisimoi. We're talking about not that he's stam cursing a person with his kishuf, but he's cursing like with the name of an avoid Zorah against Hashem. It's kamat like a megadif that you're cursing Hashem. To mechzei kemavorach es Hashem. It looks like you're cursing Hashem directly. So that's why it has to do with the avera of megadif, that you're really a type of a chiv misa. Therefore, we have a right to kill you. For the Gemara, another case in our Mishnah. Vaboyel es akusis. If a Jew lives with a kusis, that the Mishnah says kanoyim poikimbo, you have a right to kill him. Why? There's no chiv misa for that. So my answer is here also different. That Rav Kana had a dream before, and he dreamt the pasuk. And Rav remembered how to learn that pasuk, that the pasuk ended off with said v'mesu, so it's also an asmachta for that chet that there could be misa done. But over here, if you tell me now that a kohen that does the avoid b'tumah, he's not chayiv misa at all, not even b'dei shemayim, then it's a kasha. How could our Mishnah say that, like kanoyim poikimbo, that the young kahanim have a right to drag him outside and kill him outside? If there's no chet of misa at all, that's a kasha. So this should be a proof that if a kohen does the avoid of bituma, he has a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. Then it's good. Once there is a chiyuv, even Hashem may take his time, the pirchei kuna, the kanoyim, have a right to be mekarev and do it faster. Mora says, Esvei, I have a question. Is this true? It says, Hayotzik, that's the avoid of pouring the shemen into the mincha. V'haboil, if you mix up the mincha. V'hapoiches, that's after you bake the mincha, you have to chop it up into pieces. Hamoilach, if you salt it. Hamein, if you lift it up. Hamegish, you bring it closer to the mizbeach. V'hamasadar, es ha-shulchan, whoever puts the lechem on the shulchan. Hametiv, as a neiris, any koyin, or anybody, we'll soon see, that fixes up the neiris. If you make a kemitza, whoever receives the damim, bachutz. If any even a kohen does any one of these avoidus outside the Beis Hamikdash, potter, he's not chayiv misa. These are not the avoidus that you do bachutz, you chayiv misa. It's only by sheichet, if you do a shechiter outside, or else a zrikas hadam, or else a aktore if you burn the animal outside. But these other avoidis, you're not chayiv koros if you do it outside. V'yein chayovim alayim loy mishum zaris. Even if a zar does it, he's also not chayiv misa. Rashi says, zar shos achas miyem